You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
In Parshas Lech Lecha, after Lot leaves Avraham, Hashem says the following to Avraham. Sona nechorei, raise your eyes, and from the place where you are, look to the north, the south, east, and west. Ki es kol aretz asher ata roeh lecha etnena, for all the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. The Torah then continues and says, Kum hisalech baretz, rise, walk the land through its length and breadth, ki lecha etnena, for I will give it all to you. Why did Avram need to both see the land and walk the land in order to possess it? The Torah said by seeing it, he would possess it, and by walking, why did he need both these acts? The Kli Yochur explains that they were actually coming for two completely different types of possession. Walking the land was to physically take over the land, that it should be him on a physical level. But to derive the spiritual benefit of the land, Avram had to look at the land. The Kli Yochur explains that just simply by looking, a person can reach perfection. Looking. In fact, Yerushalayim is called Yeru and Shalayim, two words, Yeru, coming from Yireh, which actually means to see. Hashem Yireh, Hashem will see. Bahar Hashem Yireh, on God's mountain he will be seen, as we say in the Akedah. And Shalem, through that, will reach Leimut, completion, perfection. Many times we don't realize how important sight is to us. In fact, Moshe asked God in Parshas Ve'eschanan, please let me cross the Jordan. Ve'ere'es aretz otova, I just want to see the good land. Moshe realized how much spiritual benefit can be reached by simply looking. V'hoyer einenu besorasecha, enlighten our eyes in your Torah, again to see the Torah. V'sechazena einenu b'shulcha l'tziyum rachamim, all these statements that we're familiar with. May our eyes behold your return to Tzion in compassion. When we daven, we're davening towards the base of Mikdash to derive spiritual energy, and we hope we can have a higher level when we eventually see the rebuilding of the base of Mikdash. Of course, we're challenged, as the Torah points out, when it's talking about the mitzvah tzitzis, the necessity of having tzitzis. V'lo sasuru acharei levavchem acharei nechem. The fear is that you might deviate and go astray after your heart and eyes. And at the beginning of that verse, it actually says, "Ur isem oso, look at your tzitzis." There is spirituality that you can derive through seeing those tzitzis. Many times we have missed opportunities and unfortunately gone after our eyesight. Thank God Hashem gives us the opportunity to correct that. We can use our eyes instead of for the negative things, for positive things. Chazal in fact said, Tzadikim, in the same thing that they sin, that is how they appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They fix it, they correct it. Now just stand with, we should look for holiness. I personally am always amazed on Sukkot. I look around the synagogue, the shul, and I see people, so many people compared to when I was younger, shaking. You look for people davening intently, with intensity. Look for people doing chesed. May we truly merit to derive the spiritual energy we need from seeing.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.